Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo. We are live in the Del Mar Press Box, and it's Pacific Classic Day at Del Mar. Plenty going on around the country. Excellent 13-race card at Saratoga. All the big money today is down in Kentucky Downs. $11.7 million in purses. We'll also have Toby Caledon talking about Gulfstream Park. John Lindo, we are down to our final 6 days of racing, but this is the biggest and the best one at Del Mar.
Good morning, Bob. I tell you what, not a cloud in the sky down here. It's going to be a little bit muggy, but it's going to be a beautiful day for racing, fast and firm conditions. And, it's a good card today, top to bottom, capped off by a Pacific Classic where we really caught a really good field this year. So looking forward to that more than anything.
Before we get into that, John, let's do a quick recap of what we saw last weekend and back at Saratoga, the Travers, and it was another another tour de force by Sovereignty. A horse you've been on in the Derby, the Belmont. He came back and did it again in the Travers. He's certainly racking up a Horse of the Year resume.
Just a tremendous management job by trainer Billy Mott. And Junior Alvarado raised this horse with so much confidence. And he's a different horse now, Bob, in that he's a little bit more tactical than he was earlier in the year. He was able to sit between horses down the backside in the Travers, moved a little bit early to secure a clear position. And when it came crunch time again, turning for home, he just hit the afterburners, and he put 10 lengths on that field from the top of the lane to the wire. A buyer speed figure of 115. So we're starting to hit some lofty numbers on this horse. And, he's still, the way he's been managed, he's a fresh horse coming into the Breeders' Cup Classic this year. I'm sure his connections will be watching what journalism does today against the older horses. That's the only thing he has not done yet, is run against older horses. But I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Now, John, I think the plan as of now is just to train him up into the Breeders' Cup Classic. No more prep races. Is that correct?
I think that's what Bill Mott said, unless the horse demands that he run him someplace. He'll train him up, and if he's just knocking down the stalls, they'll find a place to run him. It's a good problem to have.
Well, today here at Del Mar, we have three heavyweights in the Pacific Classic. Nisos, Journalism, who's been such a good three-year-old this year. Fierceness, who has his moments of brilliance, and then he has his moments of not-so-brilliance. But, John, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Pacific Classic before we get into today's race. Inaugural running was back in 1991 with Best Pal, owned by John Mabey, who was the head of the track as well.
He created the Pacific Classic.
He created it. Best Pal got the money. He was a three-year-old beating older. Best Pal came back and ran in the race a couple more times and acquitted himself very well.
He won the race, the inaugural, in 1991. He came back 2 years later, 1993, ran third to Bertrando. And in 1994, he ran second to a Bobby Franco horse named Tinner's Way, who ended up winning two in a row. So a heck of a thing. That was a cowbred gelding, Best Pal, way back then for the Golden Eagle Farm.
The biggest name horse to ever run here, and he was on a win streak and drew the biggest crowd, I guarantee, on a Pacific Classic day, was 1996 when Cigar looked invincible, but wait a minute, here comes Darren Go at a huge price.
Well, I think Jerry Bailey claimed he made a tactical mistake going after Siphon, some of those horses early, and Alex Solis was sitting in the back with Darren Go, and on the far turn, here he comes. And he was, I think, the longest shot on the board that day, and he got the money. And Alex Solis for Richard Mandela, and the upset of the year.
And, John, the fastest mile and a quarter that we've seen, and one of the best runnings, you and I were talking before we went on the air, 20.03, Candy Ride and Medaglia d'Oro put on a show, and they ran 159.11, and Julie Crone was on Candy Ride, a super winner that day.
Right. Gary Stevens was injured at that time, so Julie Crone picked up the mount. And I tell you, one of the best mile and a quarter races I've ever seen. Candy Ride stalked the leaders, kicked turning for home, and opened up on Medaglia d'Oro, who we know was a terrific horse. And he played with that field, and he turned out to be a fantastic stallion.
In 2015, John, it was the filly Beholder taking on the boys. Gary Stevens was the rider, and they just daylighted that day. That was a powerful win by Beholder. Just destroyed the competition.
If you want to hear a good race call, listen to Trevor Demmons' call on YouTube of the 2015 Pacific Classic when Beholder kicked away on the far turn. She opened up one by 7 lengths. Just spectacular filly against the boys.
And in 2022, Flightline, one of the best horses we've ever seen. His career was brief, but it was brilliant and undefeated. And I think he put the biggest margin up that we'll ever see in the Pacific Classic.
We were watching on the press box balcony, Bob, and when he started running away on the far turn, I just looked over and said, this is a tremendous machine. It just reminded me of a
Secretariat.
Like
Secretariat's Belmont.
Right.
All over again.
He opened up and he won about 20 lengths or something like that, and he came back and proved it was no fluke with what he did in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Well, how about today's race, John? We know the quality of the big three. I mean, we've got Nisos, who is, you know, a step or two away from being undefeated. He's going to try a mile and a quarter for the first time. We know what Journalism is. He battled through all three legs of the Triple Crown, went back and won the Haskell. And Fierceness has his moments where he can be very brilliant, or he can turn in a dud, he can not break. Talk about those three, and then I'll give my thoughts, John.
Well, the way the race is drawn, Fierceness drew the rail, and I think that kind of dictates the tactics for Johnny Velasquez. They probably just have to leave the gate running. There's a speed horse, Midnight Mammoth, drawn next to him. They've got to secure some position. Fierceness is not a horse that overcomes adversity well. I think you've got to get him out, get him in the clear, and if that means going to the lead, you do it. If you can get out of there in front, you can choose your lane, and if somebody wants to come up inside, that's fine. So that's the key for Fierceness. I'll give him a little bit of an excuse in the Whitney in that every time Johnny Velasquez tried to get this horse to relax on the outside, he was pressing the pace. Somebody came up outside him a couple of times where he had to go again. He ended up making a lead turn for home, but I think those early moves kind of made him flatten out. He's a hard horse to trust. The ability is there. So, I'm glad he's here, and thanks to Mike Rapoli for bringing him out and trying these horses. Nisos, well, the question mark for him is the mile and a quarter. We know he's a terrific horse. I thought Flavien Prat test drove him in the San Diego, sitting inside and behind horses, eating a little dirt and just showing this horse how to be patient. When he turned for home and got a clear lane, he just took off. He's come back to work fantastic. That August 21 work at Del Mar, when he went 58 and change, Bob, the clockers had him galloping out the mile in 1:35.1. So Bob Baffert has tightened the screws. He wants to know if this is a mile and a quarter horse. No excuses for Nisos today. We'll find out if he gets the distance. And then you have Journalism, who fights every fight, tries every time. He's beaten every horse not named Sovereignty so far. We know he's going to get the mile and a quarter. The question for him, first time against older horses. We're going to find out real quick where horses like Journalism and Sovereignty stack up with the good older horses, because there's a couple of them in here. A tremendous running of the Pacific Classic.
Yeah, it really is, John. To me, it's just a two-horse race. I'm going to toss Fierceness. I don't think he's the same horse. He's a horse I cannot trust. I can't forgive his Whitney. You're more forgiving of it than I am. I thought he sat a perfect trip. He opened up three in mid-stretch, and he got completely run over, putting up no fight that day. He was losing ground to Raging Torrent in the Met Mile. I think he probably makes the lead if he breaks, but maybe gets enough pressure from Midnight Mammoth. Nisos is certainly not a slow horse. You can put him wherever you want. So no Fierceness on my ticket. To me, it comes down to the big two, Nisos and Journalism. Not only two of my favorite horses in training, but absolutely two of the best horses in training. They neither one has any flaws in my mind. Nisos, we'll find out about the mile and a quarter, but as you said, Bob Baffert has turned the screws. This horse will not, if he comes up short, it's not because he was a short horse.
Exactly.
He is cranked to the gills today, and Journalism, his last work was the one that kind of told his connections, yeah, we're ready to run, come back again and do it. And I just love both these horses. I find them hard to separate. All I know is I'll have two of them on my tickets, and I think that's going to be more than enough to get it done.
I just want to see Journalism running at these horses late, and let's see where he stacks up with these. And hope everybody gets a clean trip. I don't want any excuses or bad beats. Let the best horse win.
John, we talked about Kentucky Downs, and they just run a short meet there, 5 or 6 days spread over a couple weeks. But the slot-infused money is absolutely incredible. On today's Kentucky Downs card, which is 12 races, they are giving out $11.7 million in purses, including the $3.5 million Nashville Derby. And I got a friend back at Saratoga who you know from out here. He comes to the track, and he said, you know, the Ortiz brothers, I noticed, are out of town. They must be riding out at Del Mar. I said, no, all the money, they went where the money did, as did seven of the top New York riders.
Seven of the top 10 riders at Saratoga, and it's closing weekend at Saratoga. They're all at Kentucky Downs today riding for this money. And two of the other three that are left, they're at Del Mar today, Johnny Velasquez and Flavien Prat. Nine of the 10 leading riders at Saratoga have bailed out today because of the money around the country.
Let's talk about a good friend of ours, Steve Anderson, winning a prestigious award. It's the Walter Haight Award for Career Excellence in Turf Riding. Very well deserved. Steve has been with DRF for 31 years now. He's a guy who covers it all. The notes here, he'll do the Northern Cal races when they were running. He does some Lo Sal. He does international work covering races, big races all over the globe. He was in Australia last year, and he's been to England many times. So this was a great honor. I know Steve is really touched by this and very well deserved.
Steve's been a warrior, and he, like you say, he covers all factions of the business. He's been a regular on the Southern California circuit. He actually did the handicap up at Golden Gate before they finally terminated the Northern California racing. You're always going to see features about what's going on in Europe. He'll cover some Japan. He does the quarter horses at Losa. He loves the quarter horses. Jack of all trades, and I don't know when he sleeps, but the guy works hard, and it's great that he's recognized. Congratulations to Steve. It's a well-deserved reward.
John, let's get into some handicapping, and you certainly did your share. Not only full card Del Mar today for the Lindo Report, you did the pick five at Kentucky Downs. You did the late pick five at Saratoga. I don't know how you do it, John. I'm life and death to get through one card here at Del Mar, but you've done, 21 races anyway on the Lindo Report. Available every racing day at the South Point. So get that phone number out from the South Point. College football starting up. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff. Great racing all through the fall and through the Breeders' Cup. So a number and a contact for the South Point. Let's get your radio play today.
Well, pro football kicks off next week, and if you want to get out there for opening weekend of the NFL, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get your thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate. For me, Bob, I'm going to go to Del Mar, seventh race today. A key race to me and one of the most wide-open races on the card. I think it's a good spot for a price. I like number 8, King Johnny, coming back for trainer Mark Glatt. Key here, I like the rider switch to Antonio Frazu. I like cutting back to a shorter distance. She ran well in a mile coming off a layoff in May. But the most important thing, she gets Lasix back. You look at her U.S. starts, the two starts racing with Lasix were very good. Some of the other races were a little bit flat. The class drop, Lasix on, the rider switch and shorter distance. 10-1 on the morning line, a very fair price to take a chance. Number 8, Kin Johnny, race number 7 at Del Mar. And, Bob, you've done the homework today at Del Mar. I know you're going to be busy today playing a tournament here online. We'll talk about that. But let's get a radio play from you on this Del Mar card as well.
Yeah, my best plays today are races 7, 9, and 11, all of them on the turf. I put $144 into the late pick 5. Just look at that field size, John. Every race is 10s, 11s, and 12s. Just an outstanding gambling card today. But I'm going to try to get some bankroll going and kick it off in the very first race of the day. These are maidens going a mile on the turf. And I like number 8, DiCapo, who I thought ran extremely well when last seen. That was on March 30th. This horse debuted in a sprint at Santa Anita from the rail, did not break at all, steadied into the turn. I thought finished up very well, like a horse who's going to love a mile distance. Good solid work tab, 57-4 coming into the race. Paco Lopez rides. I'm not sure why, John, because Juan Hernandez was the debut rider. He doesn't ride the first couple out here at Del Mar, so I don't know if that was by choice or what, but Paco's a solid rider, and he'll put this horse in a position. So let's get bankroll. First race today, number 8, DiCapo at 7-2 is my radio play of the day. And, John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest and Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to a Pacific Classic edition on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, I failed to mention, first post today at 1:30, and that will be that way the rest of the meet, except for the Friday, final Friday at 3 o'clock. So we've got 6 days of racing left, five times. The post will be at 1:30. Friday will be at 3 o'clock, and we're moving that post up, obviously, to get the 11 races in. Days are getting shorter, and we're going to look for probably have a lot of 10 and 11 race cards to close this thing out.
11 today, 11 tomorrow, and 11 on Labor Day. So I'm planning on 11 more next Saturday and Sunday as well.
John, CTBA, we don't have a cowbred of the week, but we want to wish some luck to horses today running in stakes races.
Yeah, there are cowbreds competing on this big card today. In the Torrey Pine Stakes, Almond Joy, who's been on a win streak by Am, she is in the Torrey Pine Stakes. In the Green Flash, you've got Booksmart, the speedy horse by Stanford, and Boss Sully coming off a nice win here at Del Mar. They're both in the Green Flash. And on Monday, in the Generous Portion Stakes for cowbreds, Legacy Ranch Homebred Mohaven is part of the field there. So I want to wish good luck to Pete and Evelyn Perella and Mohaven for the Generous Portion Stakes, which you'll see on Monday when you come out to the races here.
And, John, how about a word from the NTRA? We want to get people signed up for that NHC tour and get qualified for the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas. And there are spots available today.
Well, first of all, here on track at Del Mar, the $4,000 Pacific Classic Betting Challenge. Bob, you're in. Best of luck there. It's a great way not only to win a seat in the NHC, but also the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge. And a super qualifier online at horseplayers.com for $250. There are 10 NHC seats up for grabs there. Go to horseplayers.com. You've got to be an NTRA member to win a spot in the NHC. So go to NTRA.com, sign up for the tour, and get your membership number and play.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing really well, Bob. Wanted you to preview one of the other stakes races. As I mentioned, there's five stakes today at Del Mar, and we wanted you to take a look at the Del Mar Mile, which goes as race five. It's a mile on the turf, a field of eight. How'd you see this one, Bob?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obvious that Formidable Man is the horse to beat. He's never lost on this turf course, 5 for 5. You know, he's cutting back to a mile, which is a good distance for him. He's 3 for 6 at a mile, but I think Almendares has got to be considered. He looked really good winning the Wicker. And then, of course, King of Gosford's another horse that's had success here. He's been 1, 2, and 3 of 4 over this course. I think those are the primary three. I think the Praise will probably go with only 7 because Full Serrano's entered back in a race on Monday, so I have a feeling he'll be scratchy. But there's still some speed drawn inside with Nessos Lasteron, Cabo Spirits. I think all the main contenders will get their trip.
And, Bob, all of your selections, like Bob Ike and myself, are available at todaysracingdigest.com on a good 11-race card today. Bob, where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number 10, Anon. Comes off a good, solid third behind Kings River Knight last time. You know, the Calbred Wind Machine, and who would be odds on in this particular field. I think if Anon can duplicate that race, it'll be very tough to beat. Listed at 6-1 on the morning line, number 10, Anon, in race 3.
And, Bob, your graded handicap available in all the Southern California newspaper group papers. You've got your work cut out, Bob, 11 all weekend, and you know we're going to have big fields next closing week as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree with you guys. You'll see 11 the last 2 days for sure, and probably 8 next Friday with the 3 o'clock start. But, yeah, a lot of races to do in the next week.
Well, good luck with Anon in race 3 today, 5-1 on the morning line. Bob, hope you get it home, and we will talk again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. And, Bruce, I understand you're in the area.
I am. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're near John Lindo's neck of the woods. We're in Carlsbad, and with the grandkids and Faith and my son-in-law and daughter, and we're taking in the zoo today. We're doing the family thing today, and then going to the races tomorrow.
Wow, that is really some commitment, Bruce. That is family first, man. To miss Pacific Classic Day for the San Diego Zoo.
Well, you know, we know one guy that won't be in the doghouse after today.
There was an old-time sports writer that used to work for one of the San Diego papers, and he was split up with his wife, and he would get the kids on the weekend and tell them they were going to the zoo, and then when they'd come home, the kids would say, yeah, number 9 at the zoo ran really fast today. So you're not going to pull that trick, huh?
They were animals, right?
They were animals, yeah. Bruce, we wanted you to preview the final race on the card. It's going to be a key race. It's, wraps this whole thing up. Pick 6, pick 5. It's the 11th, the Del Mar Handicap. 1.38 miles on the turf. How'd you see this one, Bruce?
I'm going to make this my best bet along with it. So I'm glad you were giving me this race. And it's a horse from the Bob Ike stable that he gave out. I think you gave out last time. Final Boss, I think, is a very intriguing play today at 4-1. He won an allowance race last time out, but what I really loved about it is he sat second. He's been typically a front runner, and he was able to relax behind a rocket ship front runner by the name of Beyond Brilliant and live to tell about it. I thought he ran maybe the best race of his career in doing that. Now, he does stretch out to a marathon distance today from 1 to 1.38 miles, but if you take a look early on in his career as a three-year-old, he was winning back-to-back mile and eighth races back then when he actually was able to slow the pace down. He's not like a runoff front runner. He's a controlled front runner, and that's the hope today. He gets in against marathon horses today. I think he's clearly quicker. He's shown the ability to be manageable. That's important for a speed horse. I think the turf is playing more for speed now than it did earlier on in the meeting. I think he could be long gone here. So I want to make this my best bet at Del Mar. Like the 8, Final Boss, I do give some respect to the 7, Truly Quality, who won the Turf Cup here back in the fall. He was ridden very hard that day, but he can run all day. I think Jonathan Thomas is kind of due to get a little warm. I'll throw him in, but I really like the front-running chances of the 8, Final Boss.
Well, I know you'll get no argument from myself or John Lindo on that horse because he's one we both have on top, carrying a lot of weight. So that the Del Mar Handicap, not only is he carrying 120 pounds of Juan Hernandez, but a lot of weight in the press boxes as well. So that is going to be Bruce's Del Mar selection, John. So why don't you go ahead and get his second pick?
I know you've looked at the Saratoga, and you probably have looked at Kentucky Downs as well. So where do you want to go out of state for your other play today?
So I'm going to go to Saratoga in the 11th race. You remember this horse a couple of months ago was luckily was able to pick Percy's Bar in the debutante. at Churchill Downs. She had broken her maiden impressively at Keeneland. She came back 2 months later. She had kind of a trouble trip. And then she was explosive, winning it in the debutante. She rallied from off the pace. She did the last eighth of a mile in 12-4. From a visual standpoint, she could not have looked better. Here is why I really like her today. First of all, I think she'll be able to go on in distance the way she finishes. But if you go, there's a service called KentuckyBred.org where you can watch horses working at Churchill and Keeneland and sometimes fairgrounds. Percy's Bar on August 7th, guys, worked at Keeneland. So 3 weeks ago, worked at Keeneland against a barnmate. They put her about, I'm talking at the beginning of the far turn, they put her 8 lengths behind her barnmate. She ate up the ground. She caught her barnmate at the top of the lane. She went by, but when she went by, here's the thing. The barnmate was being used hard, the one that got the head start, and she was under a hold making up that ground. And she just glided right on by. It's one of the more impressive workouts I've seen by a two-year-old the entire year so far. It was huge. So I get the feeling she's even getting better with each start. But I liked her race. I love her work. And I think she's going to be a decent price. Her buyer number isn't real fancy. So in race 11, the 5, Percy's Bar again at 6-1 on the morning line.
So Bruce will come back with Percy's Bar. That's at Saratoga in the spin away. We got your play from Del Mar. Bruce, enjoy the zoo today. I know you're probably going to have your phone app on and maybe sneak away a couple times to at least for the Pacific Classic. I know you're going to watch that one. So have a great day and hope to see you out at Del Mar this weekend.
Sounds good. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Yeah, those bathroom breaks might go a little longer.
Yeah, those are always a strategic move is to get into
funny
the bathroom.
Funny how it's always a minute before post.
Top and bottom of the hour, you know, you got to get in there. All right, Bruce, have a great day. We'll see
take
you this
care,
weekend.
Guys. You got it.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Mm. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets, Scott Shapiro, we'll have them in the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. It's Pacific Classic Day at Del Mar, and we're here live. Stay tuned. We'll come back with John Hardoon and Scott Shapiro, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For over 55 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over 5 decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com.
Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com. Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. We'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar, Saratoga, and around the country. And just around the corner, it's our daytime September Thoroughbred Meet. Opening day is Friday, September 12th. Catch all of the daytime simulcast fun and style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and John, I mentioned First Post today at 1:30. That'll be the same all through our three-day holiday weekend.
Right, 1:30 post time today, tomorrow, and Monday. There is no racing next Thursday. The final weekend is just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday 3 o'clock, and then Saturday, Sunday, 1:30.
John, Sundays here always have the Kona beer specials down there.
Yeah, $5 for the discounted beers, and there's always a different featured food from some of the local vendors out here. Get out there and check it out. It's a good deal.
And don't forget the Pacific Classic Betting Challenge today. There are BCBC and NHC seats on the line, as well as some good prize money. So let's get involved.
I know you're ready for it.
I'm ready. I'm fired up. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well, John. We talked about the Travers earlier in the show and Sovereignty getting the 115 buyer. What did it look on the Rags and Sheet numbers?
He actually ran a 3. The horse has never gone backwards in his life. He started 7, 6, 5, 4, 4, and now he ran a 3. It's one of the most amazing sheets you will ever look at. And when they send out sample sheets, well, they should send that one out, because you're not going to get a more perfect sheet than that horse.
Well, that's just progressed every step of the way, John.
Good management by Bill Mott. And we're going to ask you, too, John, for next weekend, can you get us the Ragazin number on today's winner of the Pacific Classic, just as a comparison to what Sovereignty's been doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, journalism is no slouch, because he's a step behind, but he keeps improving also. And you didn't ask my opinion, but that's who I do like in the Pacific Classic. So there you go.
Well, John, we wanted you to preview the Spinaway. It's got a few scratches, and Bruce Finkelstein actually just gave us a pick in there. He liked a horse named Percy's Bar in the Spinaway. Do you see it the same way or differently?
Well, Percy's Bar is certainly fine, as is most of the field, but the favorite in the race actually ran very well first time out. Hold on, I dropped all my papers. I'm doing
is
really
that,
well.
Is that Tommy Joe?
Yes, Tommy Joe. He was extremely impressive. He's worked well after the race, and he's certainly the horse to beat. I actually like an exacta with Bruce's horse, so why not? You can make the box if you feel like it.
Okay, Tommy Joe and Percy's Bar, that works. And John Hardoon kind of carried the mail for us last week. John Lindo gave us the Alan Jerkins winner, Patch Adams, at $7. Unfortunately for me, in a pick five, that was not the result I needed. But Hardoon, you got the money with Patch Adams, and then 10 figures paid $14.80 at Del Mar. So, John, why don't you go ahead and get his first play?
Well, I know you did a lot of work. I saw your sheets from Saratoga, Del Mar, and Kentucky Downs. So where do you want to go for your first radio play, John?
By the way, CAW is live and well at Kentucky Downs. The winner of the first race was 7-2. When they left the gate, he paid 9-5. So beware for all you CAW fans. First of our two radio plays comes in Saratoga's 12th race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Acoustic Avenue. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice barn. She claimed this horse 3 starts back, and all 3 of his races for Linda Rice have been very, very good. Dylan Davis re-rides, 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Acoustic Avenue, to upset and win today's 12th race out of Saratoga.
And then, John, where do you want to go? You want to come out to Del Mar for your second play?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 7th race today, a mile on the turf. And I love the number 4 horse in here, Vibes, a 4-year-old filly from the Peter Ureton barn. A rider switched today to Flavian Pratt, who's obviously spending the day in SoCal. 7-2 on the morning line. Number 4, Vibes, wins today's 7th race out at Del Mar.
Well, we got Lindo in there and Hardoon. Maybe we could hook up an exacta there as well with Ken Johnny as your long shot and Vibes for John Hardoon. John, tell us about the website, what's available today, where can we go, and what are the costs?
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga, Kentucky Downs, and Del Mar, and it's going to be a long day. 13 at Saratoga, 14 tomorrow, and the next 3 days, it's just a marathon. And with all the races they have at Del Mar, it's going to be a long day.
You're going to get through it, John, with stacks in your pocket, no doubt about it, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well, and Bob, good luck in the contest today.
Thank you. Appreciate that, John. That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for DRF, Express Bet, early today on Twitter with the Shappy Hour, and had Travis Stone, one of my favorite track announcers, on board. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. A little jealous of where you are at. I heard a guy that used to sit near me there was there, and hope you guys are going to have a great day. I know you will.
We are, and, you know, for Del Mar weather, John, it's a little hot and muggy out here. We're getting so spoiled, but, you know, and nothing like the East Coast. But
yeah, it's almost 80 degrees. We better do something, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I think we'll get through it somehow.
I mean, we'll cowboy up.
Hey, Shapper, wanted you to take a look at the big one at Kentucky Downs today. $3.5 million in the Nashville Derby, a mile and 5/16 over that winding, strange configuration there at Kentucky Downs, and that goes as their 10th race. How'd you see that one?
Yeah, a wild race. You've got a 7-2 morning line favorite, Wimbledon Hawkeye, coming in from Great Britain for trainer James Owen. And then you have a lot of familiar names on the dirt to many. You've got Sandman trying the turf for the first time. You've got Burnham Square trying the turf for the first time. Tiztastic back on the turf. Hill Road trying the turf for the first time in the state. And then you've got a couple, and Final Gambit as well. So a number of Derby alums. And then you've got the hard-hitting test score for Graham Motion, who makes his third start of the form cycle, as well as Simulate. So very intriguing race. I'd be honest, honestly don't know a ton about Wimbledon Hawkeye, but someone I respect a lot says the course has a huge shot today. The morning line suggested. But, you know, I think that there could be opportunity in this race just fading the horses that are dirt horses with big names. We'll see, though, with the CAW money. But in the end, I thought Test Score, he's just an honest colt. Was good to be in the Belmont Derby, 2 back, and then last time, it's kind of a four spot listening to Graham Motion's interviews throughout the week. You know, the horse was doing well. It wasn't an original goal, so they ran. I think this was probably the goal, and maybe they wanted a race to get to this point. He should get a good trip, and I don't have any question about getting the distance. So we'll go with number 2 Test Score in the Nashville Derby at 4-1.
Well, Scott, I know you did some work, too, on the card at Saratoga. You look all around the nation at all times. Where did you want to go for your radio play?
Well, I wanted to come out west to represent out there, but John Hardoon, I'm not surprised, stole my pick with Vibes. But we're going to both going up against you at a 10-1 shot, so we'll see how it goes. I'll pivot to race 9 at Saratoga, a first level allowance event, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I think the favorite in here, anywhere near 5-2 on the line, it's going to be very tough to beat number 4, Shoot It True. This is a filly for Wesley Ward that's got 3 wins and 5 starts. The 2 defeats, one was in the Kentucky Juvenile when dueling all the way around, and the other was 2 back at Keeneland in a similar spot, going a ridiculous fast pace early and fading late. I think she took to the turf excellent, and it's a pretty soft group here. So I like number 4, Shoot It True, at 5-2 in race 9 at Saratoga.
Good luck today, Shapper. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Good luck in the contest, and best of luck. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Shapper. And, John, before we take our time out here, let's have a word from DRF.
Well, we've talked about Formulator, and you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them. And, Bob, one other thing, you know, we heard about the CAWs again showing their head at Kentucky Downs. The one thing that Del Mar reacted to and did so well, they adjusted the out time as far as win bets. We have not seen odds changes in the pools after 2 minutes to post after the second week of the meet here. I have a lot more confidence betting win bets here at Del Mar.
It's been one of the highlights of the meet, John. In our last show next week, we always talk about highlights and lowlights. No question we're going to hit that. That's been one of the highlights of the meet. Del Mar made the move, reacted to fans being upset about it, some negative publicity about it. But what a relief it is to know that once that two-minute mark, you know, and you want to wait, we all like to wait as long as we can. You wait till 2 minutes, that's pretty much the price you're going to get. It may go a ticker so one way or the other, but you're not seeing those drastic drops, and that has been a fantastic change. We're hoping the other tracks on this circuit are going to follow suit.
We'll find out. We don't know. I haven't heard any announcements about it, but we will find out, and we will let the folks know as we move to the next track what happens.
Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett in South Florida, and there's a substitute track announcer at Los Alamitos. Michael Rona is calling the races at Kentucky Downs. You might have heard of this guy. He's got a little bit of experience under his belt. His name's Ed Burghardt, and he's back in the booth. We'll talk to Ed as our cleanup hitter. That's the final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Another mind is crying behind the curtain.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Pacific Classic Day, and John Lindo, if you can't be at Del Mar, and you sure should be, give us some other simulcast options.
Well, if you're like Bruce Finkelstein and you're at the zoo, the paddock on 5th is nearby in downtown San Diego. You might be able to have lunch down there. 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open at 10 o'clock, and you can play all the races from around the country. Obviously, if you go up to San Clemente, you got the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. You've got the Inland Empire, the Derby Room. Bob Ike, they're looking for you. You'll be there pretty soon. And Los Alamitos is open for watching and wagering as well.
Say hi to Brandon and Monica up at the Derby Room. Tell them you heard about it right here, and you'll love their food and beverage menu as well as their audio-visual presentation. Well, let's bring in Toby Callett, who always has the right audio-visual going from Toby's Turf Club. Good morning, Mr. Callett.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. First off, wish you the best of luck today in the tournament. Also, I think maybe once a month you guys should get together there in Bob's office to do the show on Saturday, because the energy that comes out of that office is at least 30-40% more than the rest of the year. You can just hear it coming over the waves.
I agree. Appreciate that, Toby. Maybe we should, John. Let's just stay here and do the show. I'll come down every Saturday. And it's different though when you're looking at racing in front of you.
Yeah. It's great when the horses are on the track and you.
Yeah, there you go.
We can do that, Toby.
Not a bad idea. Well, Toby, kind of a meat and potatoes card today at Gulfstream. No stakes or anything like that. So where did you want to look? Are you going to stay home? Are you going to come our way? Where do you want to make a play on this card today?
I took the subtle suggestion from General Lindo, and I'm going to stay out there with you guys today. Going to go to the eighth race. Philly coming off a really, really much better than looked effort in her debut. Number 5, Miss Kona. I was really, really impressed. The gallop out was strong, and I think that it's a field that's going to yield a lot based on the fact that behind her, I like the 2, Cash, who comes out of the same race, the 3, the 3, Cecilia Street, out of the same race, and the 4, Dancing Daisy, is moving over to the main track from a very good turf debut. So for me, I'm 5, 2, 3, 4. And I can only simply ask, how could he ask for more in the first leg of a late pick 4?
We'll get it in the 8th race today as Toby Callett keys around the 5, Miss Kona, and we'll try to score out there on all the exotics. Good luck today. Have a good one, Toby. We'll talk again next week.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Well, looking forward to bringing this guy in because we don't get to talk to him much anymore. Michael Rona's out of town calling the races at Kentucky Downs. And this kind of greenhorn's come in. His name is Ed Burghardt. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Excited to be back in the booth, I assume, Ed.
Yeah, it's been 7 months. I filled in for Michael at the end of January, and I always look forward to coming down. You know, I got to see quite a few people yesterday. Jimmy Dreyer, who was one of our stewards, who unfortunately passed away about 2 weeks ago, was able to go to his celebration of life last night. So that turned out to be a good experience for me because Jimmy and I were close. And, of course, I've got races to call tonight and tomorrow. And Michael's doing a great job back at Kentucky Downs. And as I mentioned before, he's been a great addition to Los Alamitos as well. So so proud to have Michael as my replacement after I retired. Believe it or not, it's been 5.5 years.
That is hard to believe. Any ring rust, Ed, or are you feeling like you're ready to jump right back in?
Well, like I posted on X, no workouts, so we'll see what happens. I don't have any day work to show, but I think I'll be okay. And I just waited. I talked to the stewards last night. I saw Ronnie Church and John Herbivore, and they gave me the okay. So I don't have to worry about getting the stewards.
You've got the stewards' approval. Are you vet approved to come in?
Hopefully I'm vet approved. I don't have Richie Silverstein here with me, so I think I'm okay.
We have some very strict protocols here in California, so, you know, you got to get by the vet.
Right.
John Lindo, you had a question about Ed's
when Ed was
social
calling,
schedule.
Yeah, on the weekends when we had the holiday Mondays at Del Mar, Ed usually found a way to sneak down to Del Mar. Are we going to see you down here Labor Day, Ed?
I wish I could. I just got a situation. I got my brother-in-law and sister in Nevada right now with my wife, so I have to go back on Labor Day. But I'll be down for the fall. I mean, this will be the first summer meet I've missed probably. I can't recall the last time I missed a summer meet, but I'll definitely be down sometime during the fall.
Well, you got no stakes tonight, Ed, and, you know, you're going to jump back in the booth, and I know John wanted to get a post time and a pick from you, so John Lindo, you go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, with the 11 race card here, what time do you guys kick off tonight, Ed, and let's get a radio play for Los Alamitos.
Yeah, we kick off at 7:15 is our first post tonight. I'll go to race number 6. I'm going to make an exacta box with number 6, Morningstar K, and number 4, Up a Lazy River. I like the video on Morningstar K from the rail. Got pushed in pretty bad last time out and finished out strong. And Up a Lazy River's last workout was very eye-catching by Favorite Cartel out of Ameristrop, several first-out winners. So I'm going to key on the number 6 horse Morningstar K and make an exacta box of 6-4.
6-4, that's the 6th race at Los Alamitos for Ed Burghardt. Well, Ed, we're looking forward to listening to you again in the booth, and we'll continue our long day here and go right into the night. Right, John?
Well, that's wouldn't Ed do that?
I think he would. And you never know when we may need to bail out. So Los Al could very much be on the calendar tonight.
Absolutely. We're depending on you, Ed.
Well, we'll give it a shot anyway. And good luck down at Del Mar today. Looking forward to seeing Nicelos run in the Pacifica, in the major race of Pacific Classics down there, because he's been super impressive to me in his last two victories.
Should be a great race, Ed. We are looking forward to it. Enjoy the night tomorrow night as well, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. That was Ed Burghardt filling in for Michael Rona. John, I didn't get to watch any of those Kentucky Downs races so far, but I understand Michael's doing a great job, and that is a difficult place to call.
As difficult as it is to handicap, on the 11 race card opening day Thursday, they had 8 favorites win. Other 3 races were won by second favorites, which you never see there. So we'll see if the prices start jumping up. But Michael calls it, and the video presentation with the new cameras they have for the horse players is fantastic. You can see what's going on. You don't get lost out there. It's a better wagering viewing, you know, for the wagering mm-hmm. public, and I like it.
And let's just give a shout-out to all of our handicappers. Every week we say it. They come in. They do a great job. They're prepared. They do the work. We have the best in the business. And hopefully we can give out some radio winners.
Well, they go to the windows, too. So they have a vested interest in your well-being.
John, let's talk real quick while we have a minute here about the jockey and trainer standings at Del Mar, because they have tightened up, especially the jockey race. It looked like Juan Hernandez was going to run away with it. But it's now 34-30 as Antonio Freisu had a big day yesterday, and he's crept right up there.
He has, and, you know, he had those couple of days, an awful lot of seconds, so he's just had been a consistently good meet for Freisu.
And in the trainer race, Bob Baffert has a 17-15 lead over Mark Glatt. It looks like it may come down to these two, and as you said, John, Baffert's got a chance to pad that lead.
He's got some bullets in the stakes races this weekend.
Well, that's about it for us. We want to thank our team inside, Elise and Christian, for doing a great job as always. We want to let you know Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow, following up on all the big Pacific Classic races today. Andy Harris is next. He's doing the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we are about out of time, John. First post, 1:30 Pacific Classic Day. We are looking forward to a great card and a great race. We will be back next Saturday, believe it or not, closing weekend at Del Mar. Thanks for listening. Cash some tickets today. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at old Del Mar.